Right, all right, all right. DP fam in the house. We litty lit for another episode, ready to drop some knowledge bombs on y'all. Buckle up and get ready for the vibe.
Yo, so word on the street is we're about to break down some fire modern worship music.
You can't even say it.
All this is going on in the episode, dude.
Bro, I gotta get to it. Okay, so bro, you guys, y'all get ready. This is gonna be next level with all the feels and real talk about the latest praise anthems.
This is what happens.
Y'all grab your spiritual squad and silence your DMs. And we're about to get wrecked with the Holy Ghost.
This is what happens when AI translates.
This is what happens when you ask AI to translate your intro into Gen Z language.
Oh, no.
Well, welcome back, DP Nation, to another episode. I'm delighted to have you in the studio with us tonight. And you could tell that this episode, we're very serious. This is the most weighted gravitas episode that we have done yet, and so we thank you for tuning in. In all honesty, we're gonna take this episode and just have some fun, so everything that we're doing tonight, please take with a grain of salt. But it is good sometimes when you're in the weight of life and the thick of the fight and doing your best, it is of the utmost importance to take time to just stop and laugh. And so with our Litty Lit episode tonight. Bro, AI's pretty good.
Yeah, we hope.
With the episode.
Yeah, so all the Gen Zs that do listen to this, you can send in your corrections.
Yes, please correct us in what we're saying wrong.
Yes.
Oh, man. If you really want to get blessed, you need to hop on YouTube and look up
Gen Z Bible translations.
Gen Z Bible translations, and you will laugh. You will laugh endlessly. Yeah. They are very funny. So I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Jay. We're going to hop in this tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So we are going to have fun tonight. And Brother Mitchell is right. The Bible says that laughter is like a good medicine. And, you know, we've been pretty tense the last few episodes. And if there's anything that you know about the elders and who we are, man, we like to have a good time. We like to laugh. We like to cut up. And so we're going to take you on a little journey. Maybe we could call this the behind the scenes episode, because a lot of times when we turn the cameras on, there's a lot of straight faces and a lot of seriousness. But I promise you, 10 seconds before that camera went on, that is not what was happening. And if everybody saw what was happening when the cameras were off, it would be a different story. But so tonight we're going to review. We're going to review one of the latest and greatest Gen Z songs, worship songs.
You will do this on Sunday.
Yeah, you will.
You will do this song.
You will do this on Sunday. So, Brother Jordan, go ahead and pull that up, and we'll get this going here.
Bro, do you have the lyrics? You might need to give him a play-by-play.
I couldn't find the lyric. Did you find him?
All right, this is You Are Gas by Trill Song.
Are you regular, premium, or unleaded?
When the world is mid. Bro, these lyrics slap, bro.
told you.
Oh, clap back on the devil. Vibing, man.
All right, so pause it. All right, so we got to go through this. We got to translate this for all millennials and those ahead of us, and then we're going to move on through this. But, okay, words are – I'm not making this up, I promise. When the world is mid, okay? What is mid, Brother Mitchell? Tell us what mid is.
So mid is like average. It's like not – like the whole song is gas, about gas, right? So you have like premium, mid, unleaded. It's like it's mid. It's not good.
It's the middle button.
Yeah. Okay. It's like less than acceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so when the world is like below average, you are gas.
Right. You are gas. All right.
It's like you are fire. You are lit. You are.
Yeah.
I'm feeling blessed.
You are what's up. You are the thing that's happening.
The thing.
You're gas. There's
okay,
no...
you hit different.
Oh, so it's different. Like when you
talk
go to
it.
Okay, all Gen Zers. This was the thing with Gen Z. McDonald's Sprite just hits different.
Right.
It's crisp. It's
Diet
crisp.
Coke.
Yeah,
Diet
it's crisp.
Coke.
So when so.
Why?
You hit different.
Because of the carbonation.
Yeah, it's different. It's like when, exactly. how would, so, okay, Brother Pound, how in millennial language do you say that it's different?
Come how on, do man. Old millennials say it?
Come on, man. How,
bro, it's the middle button.
I think all three of us are actually millennials. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's older than us.
That
he'll
hits
always
different.
Be older than us, so. Like right now, I got to go get a soda because.
Dude.
These carbonated waters from the store hit different.
Yeah, so it's like, man, that's cool. I don't know. Maybe that's how they say it. That's cool.
YOLO. That's what it'd have been back in the day.
YOLO? I think that was definitely a millennial thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a church sign. Saw a church sign. It said, from Jesus, YOLO.
Right, here we go.
JKJKBRB.
There we go. Hitting different.
All right. So you hit different. Yes, you slap. Talk to me about slap.
It's like it's popping. That's what's up. It's popping. Like it's good.
Have you ever wondered what's at the root of homelessness?
I used to try to describe it to my husband that I said, I feel like I'm in this big spider web and I'm stuck in there.
And how wraparound approaches at missions aim to make a difference?
It's the things like that, the people who communicated that in spite of my rough edges, that they authentically cared about me.
On the Restorers podcast, we'll talk to experts, investigate current issues, share stories, and give you an inside look at how we at Water Street Mission tackle issues related to homelessness and poverty every single day. Join us by searching Restorers wherever you find your podcasts.
Like, man, that song slaps.
Right.
That song's just bumping.
Oh, boy.
All right, here's a big one. Clap back.
Ooh, clap back. It's like,
I need to.
Like, I went to the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. That is relating right there. I'm going to clap back.
So if we took a 4-4 beat and sang a song about clapping back.
Yeah.
You think that would?
That would be at like the next general conference of every movement.
Yes.
Hands down.
At least the youth conferences.
Yeah. Yeah, that's better. It'd be at all.
I don't know about general conference.
No.
I don't mean like, I'm just saying that, you know, like.
So we need to work on that, like a 4-4 beat. about clapping back. You know,
come back.
Like, we need to talk to Brother Richard, get in the studio, let's work on some stuff.
Okay.
So, but what is, like, the actual meaning?
That claps?
Yeah, yeah.
Or clap back?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Well, it means more than that. It means, like, to insult, that, like, you're trying to insult the devil, not...
Yeah, it's like that's fighting what he's saying, back.
Like, clap back on the devil to fight back against him. Now, here's the biggest one, right? Because he's acting sus.
Ooh, sus. So, the devil is sus.
Yeah, yeah.
Sus is literally...
What does that mean? Like, you can't just say it. Okay. He's like, yeah, yeah, the devil's sus. He oh, sus, yeah.
Bro, he's sus.
Well, everybody's like,
that's fact. No sus? Cap, bro. No cap. Lord. Devil sus. Straight fact, bro. He speaks fire. Straight fact.
Yeah. Translation, please.
I'm not a dragon. Sus is an abbreviation.
Sus is like suspicious.
Yeah, it literally is suspicious abbreviated. It's just shortened. Sus. It's like I... Oh, I probably,
bro, you're supposed to be a translator.
I probably shouldn't tell this story, but but somewhere between hither and yon, there was a very... serious thing that happened, and this person messaged back to this very serious thing and put LOL, which means laughing out loud. And somebody confronted him and was like, "Hey, you, like somebody had died. It was serious."
Oh no! Dude.
And they put like, hello. You know how like you put like the praying hands, like I'm praying for you,
yes,
and like the blue
yes.
heart or you know like the light blue heart now or the yellow. Yeah. Well, somebody put LOL.
Oh, no,
dude. Like laughing out loud, and so somebody was like, "Hey, you probably shouldn't say that. You know what that means?" They're like, "Yeah, it means lots of love." lots of love, man.
Is he a millennial?
Lots of love. Yeah, that's not what it means. It means laughing out loud.
That was definitely a boomer, bro. That was a boomer.
Boomer moment. Yeah. So sus is literally an abbreviation for suspicious. So when he says like. The devil is sus, like that was sus, that's suspicious, that was kind of that's literally what that means, that's suspicious.
Okay, now here, because it's giving sanctuary. All right.
Ooh, giving. Yeah, that you don't even need to explain that.
It's like
giving
a safe sanctuary.
No,
yeah.
Actually, you right. probably should still explain that because I'm
lost.
We could use
the buzzword. Safe space.
Safe space.
You know, that's on. Real.
Don't woke. Get in my bubble. Safe space. My bubble.
He's giving safe space. There yeah. you go. That's good. Yeah. Okay. When you're vibing here with us.
They know what that means. Vibes.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah,
vibing.
Oh, that's like a 70s. Reincarnation of the hippie movement.
That is like 70s.
You know,
right
so,
there, bro. 60s all right. and 70s.
All right. So continue on. Continue on. Good job.
Continuing on.
Yeah, good. Wait.
Are we going to more music? More music?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Continue bro, on.
I think that. What do you want me to do?
Dude, I think that was all the words.
I was like, okay, I'm ready, man.
We got to hear the rest of the song. That's what we're doing.
I know, but I think that was all the words. All right.
What?
Vibe me. Oh, dude. Okay. See, so like.
Now give me your worship move right here, bro. Give me your worship move.
It's like what's the guy? It's a big screen, dude.
Yeah.
Big screen. Yeah, sus, that's easy.
Like how do you bounce back and forth though? Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like I know you're sitting down, but like, are
it's
you
like,
slow bobbing?
No, yeah, it's the rock. You gotta rock with it, bro.
Are you like this?
No, not like that. Just rock.
Right here, bro. This is where I'm at. Like this. You know? Like,
hands?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so if you wanted it in a sentence, That song hits different. Literally.
It sure is different. It sure is different.
That song hits different, y'all. Y'all is not a... Y'all is like a... That's not a Gen Z word. That's like a...
Wow, you're like way back there, dude.
Yeah, way
okay,
back.
Okay, so...
Bro, give sanctuary.
You know, like, honestly, okay. You know the thing about a lot of these CCM songs is a majority of them are good, right? Like, but they need better chord progressions, okay? Like, this is a four-chord grungy song. I think if somebody were to, like,
spice
revamp
it up.
It, yeah, it could probably... It probably potential. Could slap.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's kind of sus right now.
Oh, Lord, help us right now.
Oh, man. I'm lost.
Poor so brother Cal has no idea what we're talking about.
I need AI just to help. So,
do you see this being used in either one of our congregations in the near future?
Yeah, I see Bishop playing this on Sunday. Definitely. Bishop is definitely sending this to Brother Richard as soon as he hears it. Like, hey, we need to open up with this.
Okay. So with that being said,
that would be sus.
I showed Bishop, all the kids are going to love this. I showed Bishop Ice JJ Fish.
Yeah.
Right? So look that up, Brother Jordan. Look up Ice JJ Fish.
Oh, no. Decane after Lord this. Savior. Okay.
Go ahead. Dude. They're all good.
Oh, yeah, they're all good. This song is sus, bro.
They all start out like that.
Bro.
Why?
Bro, this song slaps.
Okay. Pause it.
Thank you.
I'll look up Lord and Savior.
I need the Lord and Savior after this. I say fish.
Then I'm going to tell you the story about Bishop afterward.
Oh, boy. Okay, we just want the song, not the animated version. Okay. He's my... Let me go ahead and show it, bro.
Lord, he's my savior. My Lord, he's my savior.
Bro, Gen Z music slaps, bro.
He's my Lord, he's my savior.
Bam. Dude, you know, dude, everybody be vibing. Everybody be vibing to this, rolling. On the highway, man, convertible down.
Yeah.
Got the wind blowing through your hair.
Not my hair.
Pastor Elder vibed too much and lost his hair. Oh, I love the Lord as much as my neighbor.
As much as his neighbor.
Oh, no cap.
Bro,
guy
that sounds
back.
Like idolatry. No, that sounds like idolatry.
Okay,
not going to lie.
Cap.
As much as my neighbor. Okay, let's talk about that for 1 second.
Oh,
the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And he said to love thy neighbor as
thyself.
Hey, this
thyself. Is actually like a really good podcast right here. Let's talk about...
Not as much as you love the Lord and
Savior. Let's talk about all the lyrics that are coming out in songs that have nothing to do with the Bible. That is fact.
Oh,
no
you're going to get spiritual on us.
Fact, no cap. Fact, no cap right there, bro. No cap. No cap means I'm not lying. Like, I'm right, speaking well. Truth. Speak truth to power, bro.
Wow, bro. Okay. Mitchell's going to change his Facebook page and start picketing in the streets.
Speak truth to power. Yes, speak to power. Speak truth to power.
Hey, I'm serious, man. How many songs do you hear that have nothing to do with the Bible, and we're just vibing to them?
Yeah.
Every church service, all over. Bro, you could hate on, what's his name? I don't even know his name.
JJ
Fish. Ice JJ Fish,
bro. But hey, I mean, I could start naming some big names that are throwing lyrics about as factual, about as no cap, excuse me, as Ice JJ Fish over here.
Yeah. Well. So here's the story about Bishop. Okay, I showed him that guy. Immediately, he sent it to our music director and said, "Hey, I want this song on Sunday morning."
No.
So imagine that text.
No. I love the Lord as much as my neighbor. Man, sus.
Bro, that's kind of where I got a little sus right there.
That's like, sus, bro. You got sus? Whoa. No, he's sus. Yeah, he's sus.
Yeah, he's sus.
Is that going to be our title for this album?
Sus?
This episode album?
Sus.
Sus. This whole thing's sus.
This video is sus, bro. So anyway, we're glad you guys joined us tonight. We had a great time.
Making an exit.
We are having fun, in quotes.
Exit, stage left.
And you know what? We got to have fun every once in a while. You can't be all serious all the time. So share this with all your Gen Z friends or maybe your millennial friends. And
share with the fam.
Yeah, don't be sus.
Maybe you want to run that for your next youth rally.
Yes, please. Please. And share us the live stream.
Yes.
Please.
Please.
Yes, share please. The live stream.
Before Church Milk gets it.
Bro, back? Church Milk is no more.
Which, sad to say, Church Milk has...
Church Milk is no more.
Man, I don't know who you are, Church Milk, but you broke my heart twice.
It's sus.
Starting up and ending.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, Church Milk is no more. No more funny videos. Pastor Adams jump roping. It's gone. Shout out, Pastor Adams.
Bro, don't call him out, bro.
It was a good video, bro.
I know, man.
It was a good video. And the one where Bishop Wilson tells the band.
He's like,
I know y'all weren't done worshiping, but I was.
But I was done.
Bro. That is
like, I'm ready to preach.
Vintage Bishop Wilson. Vintage Bishop Wilson. It's gone. It's all gone, man.
Gone forever, bro.
Okay,
scrubbed
so
from the internet.
We love you, DP fam, and we're gonna end this episode before we get it any more over our head. And no, take some time, listen to it, laugh. Don't get offended. I told you at the beginning, take all of this with a grain of salt. We're just having some fun. Because sometimes in life, you really do need to stop and just have some fun and cut up.
And you know what? If you get offended, it's against the Bible anyway. Because
oh,
I was just blessed to see that it's not offended in me.
That's sus, bro.
And
yeah.
Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So,
nothing shall offend them.
You know, that's a pretty clear word. Nothing. I don't know what that is in Gen Z talk, but nothing is a pretty big word. So
I don't know. We could check it out real quick.
Yeet.
Yeet. I don't know.
Yoded, bro.
Yeah.
Yoded.
I'm so lost.
Moses yeet.
What?
He yoded the sea.
Moses yoded the Red Sea, bro.
He yoded the Red Sea.
Rebel cap. Yoded the Red Sea, dude. Bro, that hits different. You know, and like if you got up and that was your text,
yeah.
I come with a word.
Moses yoded.
And I come to tell you that Moses yoded the Red Sea. Hey, your young people would either lose it or go crazy. Either way, they would lose it if you said that Moses yoded the Red Sea.
Yeah.
He gave sanctuary, bro.
Gave sanctuary.
He gave sanctuary. All right, DP Nation, we love you. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully this brought you to a point where you could laugh and forget about the seriousness of life for just a few minutes. God bless you. And we will catch you on the next one.